Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations on the Genesis Communications Network, as well as GCNLive.com. That's where we're streaming. And you can also hear us on selected Salem Media Group stations all around the country and some of the biggest radio markets around. And, of course, we've got our local affiliates, the independents, that are dabbled in between to make sure that we get a nice cross-section of people listening to us. Now, you can also hear us broadcasting around the world on the Internet. We are streaming live on GCNLive.com. Plus my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, plus most of the radio stations that have websites as well as streaming my program, too. So you can hear me on a number of different places. And, of course, we're also out on iHeart and Amazon. And we're on Player. We're on, Google. We're on Odyssey. And we're on Apple, on all those different sources. Now, if you want to know what's going on, you can always ask somebody that's out there on the highway, and we certainly do that because we give a special shout-out not only to our over-the-road truck drivers, but also to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. But when it comes to the truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, we thank them, along with the FedEx and UPS drivers, as well as the bulk mail haulers, who are going to be really busy the next few days just trying to stay on the road, let alone anything else. And, of course, the great suicide jockeys out there hauling our gas, our diesel, and our oil products to wherever they need to go so we can go. And remember, the time is now to fill up your cars. Now, don't wait. Just get it done as soon as you can. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter, which is X now, at Captain's America. And, of course, we're on the Captain's America Third Watch website. Go over there and find out all the different things that we're up to. Now, joining us out in California, IA first, we got none other than Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
All right, we're gonna pick up Denise Simon up the road of peace on the mountaintop up there in Tarpon Springs. And good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
All right, and it's high winds today. Let's see here. It's 83 degrees unofficially right here, right now. So that's the way it's going. All right. You want to say the pledge, you guys?
Sure.
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, take it away, because I know you got stuff you want to ask.
I do. Well, thank you, Captain. And Denise, yes, right before the break, we sort of teased this this notion that Vladimir Putin, evidently, is now asking Wagner fighters to sign an oath of allegiance. What do we make of this?
Well, I mean, He's in trouble. He needs fighters. He's actually hiring, as I mentioned last week, with the cooperation of Iran, they're recruiting Iranian fighters. Let's also remember, too, that he emptied out his jails of those who were happy to sign up to forgive their jail sentences. Some of that hasn't worked out. And there were tens of thousands of Russian men that left the country to escape all of this conscription. So the Wagner fighters have a choice to make, and I'm not completely convinced that they will sign a loyalty pledge. They may decide to leave the country themselves. Some may already be deployed someplace else, like someplace in Africa. If I were there, I wouldn't go to Belarus, because Belarus is a client state. But, they could feel the pinch. Some of them may have some very interesting classified material in their possession that they could present to on Putin's tactics and even Wagner's tactics, and present it to Ukraine and see if Ukraine would necessarily either one take them in or whatever. So I think we don't know how many fighters they're talking about either. We don't know if it's 400 or 4,000 or 40,000. We have no idea. But something to watch.
Well, definitely a lot of intrigue there, because there could be, as you said, an exchange of information that would be incredibly hard for Putin to fight against, basically.
Well, Putin's pretty savvy, but, Prigozhin was just as savvy, just as cunning, just as conniving, and he knows the nefarious tactics, so it'd be interesting to see what really comes out of all this. He may have even had some kind of a edict, or Prigozhin, if something happens to me, to somebody, do A, B, C, D, and E. So it could happen.
All right, gang. Hold that thought. We got to take a break. We'll be right back with more, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Denise Simon, Kyle Warren, and myself. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Go on.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. In this portion of the program, our conversation with Denise Simon and Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, brought to you by GEICO, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And GEICO has been saving people money for going on 85 years. Currently, they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers. Now, all you got to do is go over to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, and get a cost comparison for the car or the truck that you're driving, and see what they'll charge you. Give them the information you need to give them on the computer, and you can get it that way, or you can find out who your local agent is, and they can give it to you that way, in person or on the phone, whatever works for you. But you can do it on a computer. And in addition, you can also get a quote for your motorcycles, or maybe you got an ATV or a boat, maybe even an RV. That also will get you a bundled discount on your car or truck policy. And if you really want to save a bunch of money, toss in your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance policy as well, and that will give you a big discount on your car insurance, a big discount. So whatever you do, it all starts at GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. Go over there, give it a shot, see what happens. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back. Hey, Denise.
Good morning.
All right, Mr. Kyle, take it away again.
Well, thank you, Captain. Denise, last week on the program, you were talking pretty extensively about Viktor Shokin. We've got another story that's come out now, basically saying that Shokin is saying that Joe and Hunter Biden both were being bribed. Now, is there anything that he can point to other than his own testimony or story? And I think you might have mentioned something about records in this case, mm-hmm. maybe even records being destroyed. So what do we know so far, and what do you think is going to happen?
I'm not sure that bribed is the right term. But I did not see the interview, so I can't really speak to the context of he using the word bribe. I think they were willing accomplices of, you know, getting, and I would call it illicit money, by Burisma in order to get rid of Shokin. You know, those that, you know, were part of Burisma were as corrupt as any of the other former Ukrainian government officials and oligarchs. So again, I'm not sure that bribe is the right word, but then again, I haven't seen the interview. But documentation, absolutely. There's going to be emails. There's going to be diplomatic cables. There's going to be bank records from the SWIFT banking system. So absolutely, there's going to be all that he may have. But more than that, he, based on the details that he provides, it could lay out a kind of a architecture of where the House Oversight Committee can go look if there's any new revelations in what he had to say.
Very interesting indeed. And, of course, this is ongoing and developing. Also, Denise, Speaker McCarthy is now saying that the impeachment inquiry is the next natural step forward, basically. Where do you think this is going? Is it something that's going to happen in the near term, or will we see something like this next year as the election is really starting to heat up?
He has been talking about impeachment inquiry for a couple of months now. But let's remember too that Congress is on August break, and that doesn't mean that everybody in Congress isn't working, because there are some that still are, and that includes the House Oversight Committee people. So what they continue to get their hands on, the witnesses that are providing evidence and or testimony. You know, Comer will provide, probably on a daily basis, a status report and a summary of what these reports mean to McCarthy, such that McCarthy can up the game and demand cooperation from Treasury, from DHS, from FBI, from DNI, from CIA, from Department of Justice. And if they don't get it, then he has no choice but to do an impeachment inquiry. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe the House of Representatives can actually hire their own special counsel. They don't have to necessarily have the Department of Justice do it. I think that they can hire outside counsel and have the outside counsel work for, in other words, it would overlay the work that the Oversight Committee is doing, and have prosecutorial authority. So I think that, you know, you can bet that McCarthy and Comer and crowd, including with Senator Grassley and Senator Johnson, you can bet that they're all having very frequent conversations and, mm-hmm. yeah, coordinating.
Well, but of course, Well, of course, there is a political aspect, you know, to whether or not Joe Biden would be actually impeached following a impeachment inquiry. Of course, it would likely go nowhere in the Senate, but would that play into the election? I mean, look in your crystal ball here. Would that play into the election as a bad thing for Biden?
I don't think there'll be an impeachment. I think the impeachment inquiry is enough of a threat. And the evidence that they may have in hand is enough for the committee to go to McCarthy and say, McCarthy, you might want to tap a few people on the shoulder and say, we have this, 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 and this. So as a consequence of having this, this, and this, they could actually kind of do political extortion of the Department of Justice, the FBI, and this White House, and say, unless you, Department of Justice, do A, B, C, D, and E, unless Christopher Wray does A, B, C, D, and E, including maybe resign by both Garland and Christopher Wray, and if the White House doesn't do A, B, C, D, and E, then we will continue to go through this. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, interesting. That's a stratagem, absolutely, yeah.
Well, those kinds of things happen all the time. So I don't think we have to do an impeachment. I think that, you know, they can say to this White House, unless you lift the embargo on oil and gas, then we're going to go through with this. Unless Christopher Wray resigns, we're going to go through with this. Unless there's a prosecution on such and such, then we're going to go. You see what I'm saying? So I think that there's other kinds of strategies that are happening.
Yeah, well, that's hardball. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely. That's right.
Well, in the time we have left, what do you think about this idea of the No Labels Party? They're going to be having their convention, evidently, next April in Dallas. Is this viable? I mean, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, it's going to split votes, I'll say that. But the No Labels would never end up with enough electoral votes to prevail. So, I mean, let's be real about it.
Well, and then also practically, too, let's just say you're a third-party candidate. Where do you draw from now in order to, not of lack of a better expression, form a government or, you know, populate your government with secretaries and so forth?
It's not going to happen. They would never have enough electoral votes to ever go into power.
Exactly. Yeah, and even so, they would be on an island, basically, politically.
Yeah, yes. But, you know, the Green Party is, and, you know, the independents don't have enough electoral votes to ever go into power. So this is just a way that breaks down votes. And who are those people that would jump ship from wherever they are over to the No Labels Party?
Good question. All right, folks, Denise Simon, DeniseSimon.com, FoundersCode.com, and also the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Thanks.
All righty, we got to run. We got a break coming up here. We'll see y'all when we get on back here. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Today News Update. The Jackson County Sheriff says the gunman who killed three people at a store in a predominantly black community Saturday had no criminal record. The gunman took his own life minutes after carrying out the racially motivated attack at a Dollar General store. Governor Ron DeSantis is urging Florida's West Coast residents to get ready for Tropical Storm Idalia as it intensifies this week into a hurricane. DeSantis has placed 33 counties under a state of emergency and says he's mobilized 1,100 National Guard members. A team from suburban Los Angeles has won the Little League Baseball World Series. El Segunda took down the Caribbean Island team of Curaçao 6-5 on a walk-off home run Sunday. At the movies, Gran Turismo is taking a slim victory in its opening weekend, edging Barbie in the box office race domestically. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you all, the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and it's a great time for you to go to the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. Check them out, see what they're all about. That's National Aviation Academy. And while you're over there, make sure you check out their campus up in Concord, Massachusetts, number one, and their campus down here in Clearwater, Florida, number two. And the reason I say that is because you should call them up after that, their number 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one or even both of their campuses. Make up your mind by going to both of them as to which one you'd like to go to. Now, an aviation maintenance technician is a high-demand, high-paying job.
You will have a job with your FAA certification as an aviation maintenance tech anywhere you want that job to be, based on openings and availability. You'll never be out of work because there's always somebody in the aircraft industry looking for a certified aviation maintenance technician. So, go to the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And when you're there, choose either the Concord, Mass., which is just outside Boston, campus, or the one in Clearwater, Florida, which is just across the bay from Tampa, and see which one you want to go and learn how to become an aviation maintenance tech at, because it's about a 14-month course. Unless you, of course, are coming out of the military as an aviation maintenance worker of some sort, then you can speed the process up because you probably will have some advance notice that will allow you to take some of the advanced courses and get your certification months ahead of the other people, and then you'd be able to get out there and do what you need to do and start making some of that big money, because these people make a lot of money. So, once again, naa.edu, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and then give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour at one of their campuses. All right, let me bring Kyle Warren in here. Okay, Mr. Kyle, we had an unfortunate aircraft crash, an Osprey again, yesterday in Australia, where three U.S. Marines were reportedly killed, 20 were injured, five of them serious enough that they had to be flown to a specialized hospital to take care of their injuries. And this is not the first time we've lost an Osprey. I don't know the exact number, maybe you do, but we've lost a bunch of Ospreys over the last year or so, a couple of years anyway. Go ahead.
Well, that's right, Captain. And, of course, the Osprey is a very unique aircraft. It doubles as, for lack of a better term, a helicopter and an airplane, basically. It has vertical takeoff, and then the rotors and the whole, the engines actually rotate and allow it to travel as a fixed-wing aircraft. So there are problems inherent, I'm sure, in the design of it. And, yes, there seem to be an inordinate amount of problems with these aircraft. We understand that some other maneuvers in that area, this north of one of the islands off of the coast of northern Australia, I think called Melville Island, all these different exercises are being canceled in the meantime for the crash investigation.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. And by the way, Russia has confirmed the identity through DNA of Prigozhin as having died in that plane crash about 185 miles north of Moscow. So I guess they can put that one to bed.
Well, that's right. And, of course, it remains to be seen now what happens to the Wagner group and how it's implemented. But what this could mean, though, too, because we know that Putin is asking them to sign a loyalty pledge, that could mean that they're now a much more tighter controlled entity of the state. So that's going to be very, very could be game changing at some point.
Well, I'm sure it does. I'm sure it is. And by the way, flight training is to begin in October on the F-16s that the U.S. has here in this country, following the language training for what's expected to be several Ukrainian pilots and more of the maintenance people to learn how to repair the F-16s, if you will. By the way, those guys would be aviation maintenance technicians.
Well, that's exactly right, and this is why it's so important. I mean, this field is only expanding, it would seem.
Yeah, well, it is all the time, because aviation is something that's not going away.
Exactly right.
Now, we know that a Marine major has been identified as the California F-A-18 crash victim. Marine Major Andrew Simplejack Metter was the pilot of a Hornet that crashed during a training flight late Thursday of last week and wound up being killed as a result.
That's right, Captain. Very sad. The crash remains under investigation, of course. They did find the body of the pilot, Major Mettler, there at the site of the crash of the FA-18D Hornet. And, of course, as I said, the investigation continues. It's been kind of a sad several days, obviously, for Marines in Southern California, because those Marines, Captain, from Australia in the Osprey crash, all came from Camp Pendleton, of course, which is not too far away from me. And we have a special place in our heart, of course, here for everybody at Pendleton.
Now, there's some interesting news coming out of the Senate, the U.S. Senate in D.C. Despite Senator Tommy Tuberville's hold on those 300-plus confirmations, namely colonels and generals being promoted, senators now could be forced to ram through some military nominations soon to get the promotions list taken care of, because you've got units without commanding officers, with acting people that are in there, combat units to speak of just a few, fleets to speak of some more, and aircraft wings to add some more into the mix, and that's no way to run a railroad. So they may take their power of the numbers that they have and use it to overrule, if you will, Senator Tommy Tuberville, which will probably create a big wrinkle in his head.
Well, you know, being ready, readiness is paramount for our military in any branch. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know what they're going to be called on tomorrow to do, or, you know, late tonight. Who knows? But Tuberville, certainly has now been saying that he's been looking at some of these applications and is finding more problems. But overall, obviously, Captain, this can't go on forever, right?
No, and our Navy SEAL hero, who admitted publicly that he was the one that killed Osama bin Laden, has been arrested in Texas on assault charges. It's a Class A misdemeanor for what he did. He was apparently drunk and disorderly and got into a fight with somebody and beat the heck out of him.
Well, I mean, that's a very sad story in and of itself, isn't it?
Well, I don't know that it's sad. The SEALs would have said, what took you so long? Because apparently the guy was needling him, and he didn't care for what he heard, but you just don't lay a hand on him and try to, you know, intentionally beat the you-know-what out of him.
Right. Precisely.
So there you have. And it should also be mentioned that when it comes to the military, we have this storm, Idalia, that's going to be here in Florida. And you can start hearing, I'm surprised we didn't hear it already, but the governor did declare a state of emergency for 33 counties. He may expand that today. And you'll start hearing about the National Guard units that are being activated in lieu of the storm. And they've already started to pre-position some of their equipment. Some of it is already pre-positioned, I should say, and they're pre-positioning some more, getting ready to come into the zone when all is quieted down. That's what they do, and I was very honored and pleased to have my trucks involved in that at one time, and yep, we were a contract hauler for the military, and that's part of what we did during the height of the hurricane system, a silk storm down here. We did a whole bunch of stuff. So Kyle, you hang on to it, and we'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere, folks. Monday morning continues here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce. I'm the Captain's America, Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And, of course, Moss is the home of the You Serve, You Save program with Moss Family Automotive. And the active duty military, the veterans, the first responders, whether you're an EMT, a firefighter, or a police officer, and church pastors, too, all get a great deal afforded to you at the North Florida Avenue location for Moss Acura. And right next door to Moss Acura, I might add, there's a Moss Nissan dealership. So you get a twofer right there. You get the Acura and the Nissan dealerships side by side on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa. Now, you also get Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. And, of course, as I said, the You Serve, You Save program. So check them out online. Check them out online by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan, or MossAcura.com or MossFamilyAutomotive.com. Any one of those three. Moss spelled M-A-U-S. Check them out. See what they can do for you. All right. First of all, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
And secondly, we've got Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
Now, in lieu of everything that took place last week with Donald Trump and his arraignment and for the fourth time and all that sort of stuff, he's been able to fundraise some $7.1 million, probably from that mugshot for the most part, after he was booked on Thursday.
To be honest, it's not that I would have expected a hell of a lot more than that, you know, especially off all the sales and everything like that. It's not that much money. Making out to see a little bit more than it I actually would have expected, especially with all the T-shirt sales and, you know, tchotchke sales that they had out there.
Yeah, but he's not the only one selling that stuff. You've got his son out there, Junior's got a whole bunch of stuff, too, and I don't know who's got what, but it's kind of confusing. Now, how about the Fed Chair Powell, who said that the economy's solid growth could require additional hikes to fight inflation? Do we want to be hiking anything in the way of taxes or tariffs or whatnot?
No, he's talking about raising the interest rates to a higher degree. I don't know if they're going to continue on this real tough call at this point in time. Again, they're economists, and I actually was talking about this on my program. I equate them to witch doctors to some degree, like they have some sort of control over the overall economy and what's taking place. You take a look at how hot inflation has been riding on the things that are most important to Americans. The Fed can't do a darn thing about that. The economy, do we really want the economy, to fall off the cliff and have put, people out of work, which would make matters worse? I never understood their logic or reasoning or thinking. The issue has always been, it's always been spending. And the fact that our federal government is completely out of control, and it's been out of control for a long time. The last time we were on any sort of fiscal sanity here in this country, Bill Clinton was president. Bill Clinton was president, and Newt Gingrich was in charge.
Yeah, they worked together. They worked together. Mm-hmm.
They worked together. Not you know, I remember talking about this in 1999, 2000, because I was married in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
President since then was been completely out of control. George W. Bush with his ridiculous war on terror and the trillions of dollars spent there. Moving on to Obama with all the money that he spent on making homes affordable and student loan garbage and American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. And moving on again, Trump spent a ton of money. COVID shutting down the country for an extended period of time. Moving on to Biden. And now we're $32 trillion in debt. So that's where we are today, and I people would actually recognize this. People are feeling this every single day, but you got to understand where it comes from. It comes from government continuing to hand crap out and spend too much money.
And Biden is talking about $40 million for another COVID shot and making it a mandate that everybody has to get this booster for what it's worth.
You know, what was that line by it was Charlton Heston, for my cold dead hands getting the pulling the gun from my.
That's right.
You're gonna have to tie me down to give me another shot. Okay, I was hospitalized with my stupid vaccine, gave me pulmonary embolisms for crying out loud. So good luck with that. I ain't taking another shot.
Yeah. Now I want to say good morning to George, the Godfather. He's saying good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor Kyle, and good morning, Chris. So there you go. Good morning, George.
Good morning.
Now, Kyle, go right ahead and start in there.
Well, thank you, Captain. All right, Chris, let me ask you this, because I saw this pop up. Now, this has to do with China. It looks like Evergrande shares plunged as much as 87% as they resumed trading. Now, they had been suspended back in March of 2022. So what does this mean for the Chinese economy?
The Chinese economy is a disaster. I've been talking about this for a long time. And, you listen to all of these wizards of smart and pundits on TV, talking about China for how long, about this great power, and it's going to overtake the United States economy. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's command and control. And command and control never works. The government has juiced up their economy with debt spending, ridiculous debt spending, getting involved in the private sector, and wrecking the economy. But the interesting thing is that's what we're doing right now. So we're basically, at this point in time, Bidenomics is China-onomics. We are completely emulating what the Chinese did. And again, we're going to have the same outcome unless we change course.
Well, Chris, you know, a lot of what we're hearing from China has to do with properties and, you know, problems with just vacant, you know, housing tracts and, you know, blocks of flats and so forth. What is China going to do? How can it pivot, or can it pivot to something?
I don't think it can. I mean, it actually, again, has to get out of the way, and it has to change their economy to some degree to also be a consumption-based economy. The people in China are not spending any money. They are in a deflationary spiral. They basically designed their economy so people's homes would basically be their number one asset. A lot of the local governments, this is what the problems they got into. It's a massive country, to take a look at it, selling properties to people and, you know, basically leveraging up based upon that. And it was, you know, in essence, they created their own Ponzi scheme when it came to real estate. The size of their real estate problem right now makes the problem that we had back in 2008, 2009 look like a mosquito bite. That's how big the issue is.
Wow. Well, you know, we've also noticed that Bed Bath & Beyond, they used to go to Bed Bath & Beyond and get stuff sometimes, but now their shareholders are now left with what they call a worthless stock as they head into bankruptcy hearings. I guess my question to you about this is this something that's going to be happening to other U.S. companies that are in the same sort of position of retail, or is this a special case?
No, I mean, we're going to continue to see certain retailers go out of business. That's the way life is. I mean, that's capitalism, quite frankly. Creative destruction. Joseph Schumpeter, you know, or Gordon Gekko said, you either get it right or you get eliminated. And they didn't get it right. And, you know, they didn't adjust properly. And, you know, this has been the case, you know, throughout history. You know, Bed Bath & Beyond, they didn't handle their business properly in regards to digital and a myriad of other things, and you know, now that they're, you know, overexpanded and down, they're paying the price.
Mike Lindell had a tremendous product line over there with them, and they were selling the hell out of his stuff, and they dumped him like a lead balloon. That was the beginning of the end.
What product was what was he selling?
He was selling his pillows and his bathroom stuff that he sold off the MyPillow.com website at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Realized that they were, you know, selling that at Bed Bath & Beyond.
They were getting quite a bit of money from that. Mm-hmm.
It's a lot more than that, though. It really is. It's their, how they didn't, you know, you fail in the digital world, you know, you're going to have a difficult time because, you know, people buy things online nowadays. I mean, I just moved my daughter into college and, you know, I can get things from Amazon and, you know, rather than buy them and have to, you know, carry them on an airplane down there, they just ship them right to her dorm room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's right in our backyard here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and we actually found the same thing to be true, Chris, moving our daughter into a place in Boston for college. You do exactly the same thing. And we resource some things locally, but you're right. You can buy anything online.
Did you just say Boston?
I said Boston.
I heard him say Boston, Chris. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend, and we'll let you know a little bit more about what's going on with the storm then. Keep your eyes in the sky.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check him out. Kyle, you hang on. And folks, we're coming back with more. Frank Silvato will be back with us right after these messages.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.